This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine and seven African leaders visited its capital Friday as part of a self-styled peace mission to both Ukraine and Russia to try to help end the nearly 16-month-old war. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The high-level delegation said they wanted to bring an African perspective to the peace process. Their talks with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky could not start until after air raid sirens went off, signaling a Russian assault. Later at a news conference, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said the missile attack was a sign both sides needed to stop fighting and start talking.
This war must be settled, and there should be peace through negotiations and diplomatic means.
But Zelensky said the peace talks with Russia were not possible until Moscow withdraws its forces from occupied Ukrainian territory. Zelensky made clear Ukraine stood by its own peace initiative based on a complete Russian withdrawal, but invited African leaders to take part in an international peace summit that's still being planned. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Shortly before setting out for Beijing, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasized the importance of the U.S. and China establishing better lines of communication. He will be highlighting the highest-ranking member of the Biden administration to visit China. Blinken says the U.S. wants to make sure that competition we have with China does not veer into conflict.
The clear demand signals that we get, including from our close friends and partners, is that both the United States and the PRC will responsibly manage this relationship and look for areas where our cooperation might produce results that benefit not only our own people, but people around the world, including in the region.
The trip is